ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீமத் பகவத்கீதா சாப்டர் 16, தெய்வாசுர சம்பத் விபாக யோகா, ஸ்லோகா 20. ஆசுரீம் யோனி மாபன்னா மூடா ஜன்மனி ஜன்மனி மாம பிராப்யைவ கௌந்தேய தத்தோ யாந்த்யதமாம் கதிம். கிருஷ்ணா ஹியர் ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் த வேர்ட் அஜஸ்ரம் ஆஃப் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா, ஸ்லோகா 19. Ajasram means constantly, often. And here it means janma after janma. That's what he says. Mudaha janmani janmani asurim yonimapanna. These avivekinaha, these people who do not have the discrimination between dharma and adharma, even though I have given them a human birth, discriminative power, scriptures to guide them about dharma and adharma, I have given them so many sadhus, elders, gurus. In spite of all these advantages, if these people, if they do not make use of it, what can I do? I will put them in Mooda Janma or Asura Janma again and again. It becomes a vicious circle. Because he is born as an Asura, he does evil activities. And because of his evil activities, he is born as an Asura again. Because of Asura Janma, he does Papa Karma. He is born again as Asura. He gets into a vicious cycle of Papa Janma to Papa Janma. And naturally what happens? Mam aprapya eva. He never attains me in any Janma. Because for attaining me, he should come in the path of Dharma. And finally only he can go to Moksha. But he is never in this track at all of Dharma and Moksha, but goes round and round in Artha Kama track. So Artha Kama Papa, Artha Kama Papa, as if he is in a whirlpool. Even though Manushya Janma is meant for attaining me, they have no chance at all. And then when the Papa increases more and more, a time comes when this person cannot be allowed on this earth at all, because his power has increased so much that he can damage the whole world, like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha. So when they reach such concentrated papam, as Swamiji says, what do? I put them into lower lokas. So adhamam gatim yanti. So initially I gave them Manushya Janma. Now I take them further down, as was said earlier, in the intensive care unit. When the disease has become so much and can spread to others and damage the society, then the person is taken to ICU. And Naraka is not suffering actually. Remember, it is for cleaning. It is a treatment. So any treatment is painful. So is also Naraka treatment. So, tato yanti adhamam gatim. Then the question will come, is there any way out for this person at all? From what Krishna says, it is only downward journey. Is it eternal hell? For that we answer, there should be some old sanchita karma that should fructify. Prarabdha and agami, he has only akramam in them. He cannot be rescued at all. And some sanchita karma must bring him to some bright lining someday. So some contact with the Satpurusha might happen. And suddenly he will look back into himself. Even Valmiki, he was a great robber. Some incident changed his mind. They will also get a chance, but very tough. Once we are addicted to anything, coming out is extremely difficult. And so Krishna is going to warn, do not get into this vicious circle at all. Now itself be on guard. Prevention is better than cure. That's what Krishna says in the next shloka. Shloka 21. Trividham narake syedham dvaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodastatha lobaha tasmadetatrayam tyajet. So the advice is what? Avoid asuri sampath. Because once you get into the rut, coming out is extremely difficult. That's what they say. When a crocodile is in water, it is extremely powerful. But when it comes to the land, it becomes so weak that even a dog can threaten it. Similarly, as long as we are outside in the sattva guna, we can easily see the danger in kama, krodha, lobha, moha and all of them. But once we enter into that, even the most intelligent viveki will be bowled over. Similarly, once you get into krodha, once you are in krodha, getting out is very difficult. So we have to manage outside krodha. We have to tackle it. Similarly, lobha also. Every evil is powerful in its own state. And so asuri sampat must be prevented. Trying to cure it later will be extremely difficult. So avoid in the beginning itself. But even among the asuri sampat, Krishna wants to emphasize three of them as most powerful evils. And what are they? Kamaha, krodaha and lobaha. Desire, anger and greed. Actually this word has come earlier also. Greed has got two meanings. One, it is the inordinate desire to have more and more. Craving for more and more. And the second meaning is, lobha is also called miserliness, holding on to what has been already acquired. Kama is trying to acquire, and lobha is, I will not share it with anybody. I alone must use it for my own sake. The sense of possession, strong mamakara or miserliness, that is also called lobha. So these three are supposed to be the most dangerous things. And so Krishna says that these three are gateways to naraka. Idam narakasya trividam dwaram. These three are the gateways or roads leading to naraka. Naraka can be taken as suffering in life or the naraka after death. And what will he do? Atmanaha nashanam, which is the destroyer of oneself. Here we have to be careful. Atmanaha is not Sachidananda Atma, for which there is no nasha at all. But here it is a reflective pronoun, destroying oneself. Or if you take the Sachidananda Atma, Shankaracharya takes that meaning also. So if you take that is, so in Isavasya, Sakhyatmaha Atmahano Janaha. There Shankaracharya says, destruction of Atma means what? Covering the Atma Swarupam, Atmahano Janaha. As long as Asuri Sampat is there, the Atma Swarupam remains covered. And so it is as good as destroying. Atma avaranam eva, atma nashanam, avaranam, covering. So we can take it that way also. Otherwise it is punapunaha janma. So punapunaha janma, so punapunaha asuri yonihi, that is nashanam. So tasmatim yetatrayam tyajete. And so one should give up all these three. It's a very very important shloka for a sadhaka. From the practical standpoint, we should remember all the time. Therefore, whenever we get angry, this shloka should come to the mind. Perhaps we may not have, you know, much kama or lobha, but anger, many people get, you know, it's a great problem. So the moment one thinks of naraka, all anger will go away. So tasmat yetat trayam chajet. If these three are given up, the other evil qualities, they cannot survive. Shloka 22. Yetair vimukta kaunteya tamodvarai stribhirnaraha acharasyatmana shreyaha tato yati parangatim. So Krishna gives an advice here that one should first avoid these three and then follow daivi sampat, otherwise called dharma, which will lead to moksha. This is the essence of this shloka. Yetaihi tribihi tamodvarai vimuktaha. Having been freed from, having turned away from these three gateways leading to naraka. Here the word tamaha, that refers to naraka. So tamodvaram means narakadvaram. Vimuktaha, vimuktaha means turning away. So turning away from these three doors, naraha atmanaha shreyaha acharati. The human being should follow what is good for oneself. So naraka margam tyaktva shreyo margam acharati. Here also atmanaha is reflective pronoun. And what is the shreyo marga, if you ask? Initially it is dharma. Vedanta comes only later. So having turned away from adharma, he should take to dharma. Shruti pramanekamate swadharma nishta tayaiva atma vishuddhirasya vishuddha buddhehe paramatma vedanam
తేనైవ సంసార సమూల నాశః. వివేక చూడమని శంకరాచార్య సేస్, ఫ్రమ్ అధర్మ గో టు ధర్మ, అండ్ వన్స్ వీ కమ్ టు ధర్మ, సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తి విల్ కమ్, గురు విల్ కమ్, వేదాంత శ్రవణాది దే విల్ ఆల్ కమ్, అండ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ తతః పరాంగతిం యాది. సో పరాంగతిం యాతి, ఫ్రమ్ ది శ్రేయో మార్గ ధర్మ మార్గ హీ విల్ రీచ్ ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ పరాంగతి. నాట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ, ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్. అండ్ ద స్టెప్స్ ఆర్ వి ఆల్రెడీ నో, సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తి, దెన్ గురు ప్రాప్తి, దెన్ జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్తి, దెన్ మోక్ష ప్రాప్తి. సో తతః పరాంగతిం యాతి, అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ స్వామి చిన్మయానంద హీ పుట్స్ ఇట్, ఫ్రమ్ అనిమల్ మ్యాన్ టు మ్యాన్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ టు గాడ్ మ్యాన్. Animal man is adharmic, man man is dharmic, and God man is liberated. So dharma adharma atitaha muktaha, that is the essence. Or to put it in another language, from rajas tama pradanaha one should become sattva pradana, then to become nirguna. So sattva also is a guna, so one should become nirguna gunatitaha. Shloka 23. Yas shastra vidimutsrijya వర్తతే కామకారతః నద సిద్ధిమ వాప్నోతి న సుఖం న పరాంగతిం. సో కృష్ణ గివ్స్ ఎ వార్నింగ్ హియర్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యు డోంట్ ఫాలో మై అడ్వైస్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్. సో యహ శాస్త్రవిధిం ఉత్సృజ్య వర్తతే, ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ గివ్స్ అప్ ద శాస్త్రిక్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ధార్మిక్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ దైవీ సంపత్, సో శాస్త్రవిధి మీన్స్ దైవీ సంపత్ హియర్, అండ్ కామకారతః వర్తతే అండ్ లివ్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ కామ హిస్ డిజైర్, హూ గోస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ప్రకృతి రాగద్వేష, వి హ్యావ్ సీన్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో, వన్ హూ గోస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ధర్మ అండ్ అధర్మ హీఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ సంస్కృత జన, అండ్ వన్ హూ గోస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ రాగద్వేష హీఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ ప్రాకృత పురుష. సో కామకారతః means according to his own whims and fancies, what will happen to him? He says nothing. Nasaha nasaha siddhim avapnoti, he will never get purity of mind, his mind will become more and more impure. Here siddhi means antakarana siddhi or sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, his mind gets more and more impure, so he won't get purity. Then how about happiness? Will he get happiness at all? How can happiness be there? So, na sukham also, an impure mind is a tensed mind. Chintam aparimeyancha pralayantam upashritaha kamo paboga paramaha etavaditi nischitaha. Shloka 11, Krishna said, they are always worried. So, na sukham, they don't get happiness. Then what about moksha? Na paramgatim. When ihaloka sukham itself is not there, where is the question of paraloka sukham or moksha sukham? Even vishaya sukham they cannot enjoy because their mind is worried and their body is spoiled because of excessive indulgence. So sarva indriyanam jarayanti tejaha, Nachiketa said, Kathopanishad. It will damage all the faculties, sense pleasures, that then on even he cannot enjoy the sense pleasures. So Arjuna, better you follow Shastra, don't follow Kama. That is the advice. With this note, Krishna now concludes in the next shloka, shloka 24. Tasmat chastram pramanante karya karya vyavasthitau jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi. So your life should be governed by what? Never go by what you feel like doing. Your feelings are governed by your vasanas, your samskaras, which are full of ragadveshas. Then why can't by my intellectual judgment, buddhi? That also is not correct, because our buddhi is too ignorant, too limited. It does not have all knowledge. It does not know what is good for the future. Feelings are overpowered by ragadvesha. Buddhi is limited. So you can never govern your life by your own feeling. Even though some people say, go by your conscience, we do not have any conscience now. Our so-called conscience is our vasanas only. We have to go by shastras. Then conscience comes. If we follow Shastra for 12 years, then mind becomes Shastra-soaked mind. Then whatever the mind tells is conscience. It is reliable conscience. And so, Arjuna, never go by your feeling. Then what should you go by? Shastram Pramanam Te. Shastra alone is the Pramanam for you. In regard to what? Karya Akarya Vyavasthitav. In determining what is to be done and what is not to be done, including whether to fight this battle or not, we should remember the context. Your feeling that they are all my relatives, kith and kin, that should not be taken into account at all. Whether the Dharma Shastra allows it, that is the question. So go by Shastra. And Jnatva Shastra Vidhanoktam. Jnatva, again almost repetition, having clearly known what is the scriptural injunctions? Shastra Vidhi. Vidhanam means Vidhi. Uktam. Uktam means what is said. So knowing what is said in the scriptural injunctions, how? Either by directly studying the scriptures or by getting the advice of someone who has already studied the scriptures. Etatra brahmanaha shammarshinaha yukta ayuktaha aluksha dharmaka masyuhu. Taittiriya Upanishad. Go by another person who knows dharma dharma. And accordingly, you also follow. So, iha karma kartum arhasi. You should act in this world. Iha, asmin loke, in this world. When you say in this world, it becomes a general advice to all, not just only to Arjuna. If you take Arjuna, it means here means what? In the battlefield. If you go by Shastra, Shastra Vidhi, both ways we can take also. So, kartum arhasi. So, the conclusion is what? Shastra alone clearly tells what is Daivi Sampath and what is Asuri Sampath. With the help of Shastra, know Daivi Sampath and Asuri Sampath, then avoid Asuri Sampath and take to Daivi Sampath, purify your mind, gain knowledge, be liberated and be happy. So, with this, Krishna concludes the 16th chapter. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sum Upanishad Sum Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Daivasura Sampat Vibhaga Yogo Nama Shodashodhyayaha. So thus ends the 16th chapter titled Daivasura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga, because it is categorizing these two sampats. Now before we go to the 17th chapter, let us summarize the 16th chapter. Let us see the background of the 16th chapter first. In the previous three chapters, 13, 14, 15, Krishna expounded Brahma Vidya very clearly. Krishna has revealed the essence of Upanishads in these three chapters. He has talked about Jiva Swarupa, the Twampada Lakshyartha in the form of Kshetra Kshetrajna Vivekaha. He talked about Brahman through Adhyaropa Apavada Nyaya in the 13th chapter. Nyeyam yattat pravakshyami yajnyatva amritam ashnute anadimat param brahma nasattanna saduchyate. So the Nyeyam portion of the 13th chapter is the Adhyaropa Apavada method of revealing Brahman. Kshetra Kshetrajna Viveka is the method of revealing Atman. So Brahman is indicated by Tat and Atman is indicated by Tvam. Thus he has talked about the Tatpada and Tvampada and also the Aikyam also. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarvakshetreshu bharata. So we can see the Mahavakyam in the 13th chapter. Similarly, Mahavakyam was expounded in the 14th chapter also. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yadadrashtanu pasyati. Gune Bhyascha Param Veti Madhbhavam Sodhi Gacchati. In the 14th chapter, Krishna again pointed out that Atma is Guna Titaha, identical with Nirgunam Brahma. So, Mahavakya is contained in the 14th and of course in the 15th chapter also. Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutas Sanatanaha. There also he clearly pointed out Ishvara alone is everyone. So, Mahavakyam, that means what? Jiva Ishwara Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam, that is in the 15th chapter also. And we know Mahavakyam alone is the essence of the Upanishads, Brahma Vidya. And so we can say that these three chapters,
They contain the essence of the Upanishads. So from the 16th chapter, what is the purpose of Krishna? He wants to point out that the Upanishadic knowledge, Brahma Vidya, the Mahavakya Jnanam, can take place only in a prepared mind. And if the mind is not prepared, knowledge cannot take place. Or even if it takes place, it remains isolated. It becomes only an academic information like any other branch of science. Like for example, getting a degree in philosophy. I have so many degrees, this will be also another degree. There will be no change in my life at all. Samsara will continue and dukkham also will continue. So we will wonder, how does the scripture say that Atma Jnanam will remove our sorrow? Because the scripture says, Tarati Shokam Atmavith. In Tattubada we studied all these. Self-knowledge removes sorrow. And looking at ourselves, we find we also have studied Upanishads, Gita. But the promise does not seem to be true in our case. Then where is the gap or where is the mistake? If we ask, Krishna wants to deal with that in the 16th and in the 17th chapters. Arjuna, Upanishad gives the promise under one condition. It is not an unconditional promise. Upanishad says, I will bless the people, my knowledge will remove all sorrows from life if they have a mind which has certain virtues, certain samskaras. And not only that, which mind is also free from certain other samskaras. So certain Shubha samskaras must be present, certain Ashubha samskaras should be absent. And Krishna gives the list of Shubha and Ashubha samskaras. And as even one acquires them, Vedanta becomes more and more meaningful. So what appears to be a dry philosophy that becomes a meaningful wisdom. And these two Krishna gives here under different names. Shubha samskaras, he calls it as Daivi Sampath. And Ashubha samskaras, he calls them as Asuri Sampath. We don't need to go into the details here. We will only give the reference to these samskaras. From Shloka 3, he gives Shubha samskaras or Daivi Sampath first in the first three shlokas. He gives Daivi Sampath. And from Shloka 6 to 21, he gives the Ashubha samskaras or Asuri Sampath. So we can make a list. We can make it like a homework perhaps. And he has clearly pointed out what sampath leads to what destination. Daivi sampath vimokshaya. Asuri sampath nibandhaya. That is in the fourth shloka Krishna said there. So Daivi sampath will lead to moksha. And we should remember, Daivi sampath will lead to moksha. Often one may get the doubt, is it with jnanam or without jnanam? Jnanam means self-knowledge. Remember, Daivi Sampath includes approaching a guru, doing shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, all those things. Because in the list, he has given jnana yoga vyavasthitihi. So we can boldly say, Daivi Sampath will give moksha. Whereas Asuri Sampath cannot give moksha. In fact, if such a person studies Vedanta, that becomes another scope for arrogance. Previously, I claimed I know various other things. Now, one more thing also I know, namely Vedanta. Thus, Vedanta becomes another cause for arrogance, which is called Vidya Garvam. People have Dhana Garvam and Yauvana Garvam. So, he will add one more Garvam, Vidya Garvam. That is why they were very careful in giving this wisdom to others. He must be a Sat Patram. And therefore, Asuri Sampath will not lead to moksha, even if such a person hears Vedanta. In fact, in Chandogya Upanishad, there is a story of Indra and Virochana. Indra is Daivi Sampannaha and Virochana is Asuri Sampannaha. Two people. One is the head of Devas, another one is the head of the Asuras. Both of them learnt Vedanta directly from Brahmaji himself. Virochana learnt Vedanta and he got confirmed with Dehatma Buddhi. He started more akramam actually, because it is said that I am Brahman also. And so, dharma adharma vyam vimuktaha. So Sarvadharman Parityajya, all those things are told. So Virochana started all akramas. Whereas Indra, he also did not understand in the beginning. Again he comes back to Brahmaji and requests for teaching again. Brahmaji asks him to follow the values, Brahmacharyam and all that. Again he teaches. 4 times he learnt. And 4th time Indra gained the knowledge. The purpose of the story is what? It is clarifying this chapter only, 16th chapter. Without these values, we also become Virochanas only instead of being Indra. And in the Asuri Sampath, 3 main enemies he enumerated in the end, which is worth noting. And what are those? Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodastatha lobaha tasmatyetatrayam tyajet. Among all Asuri Sampath, Krishna emphasizes 3 of them, which are the most dangerous. Kama, kama means inordinate desire, absence of tripti. Krodha, krodha means inordinate anger, absence of patience. And lobha, the clinging on to possessions, absence of sharing. So absence of tripti and patience and absence of sharing, they are the most dangerous enemies. And so give up all 3. So not one. So like for example, it is not giving up Bhagavad Gita, but one should give up these 3 enemies. Like a smoker giving up the magazine than smoking, because the magazine, he creates guilt in him. Then what is the conclusion Krishna gives? In determining what is Daivi Sampath and what is Asuri Sampath, what is the source of knowledge? Shastram pramanam te karya akarya karya vivastitav. Shastram divides what is dharma and what is adharma. What is vihitam and what is nishiddam. What is karyam and what is akaryam. Here the point, what is the point you should note? Shastra means what? Shastra means Vedas. And which part of the Vedas? Whether it is Karmakanda portion or Jnanakanda portion? Remember again, when it is dharma dharma or karya karya viveka, it is only the Karmakanda portion. So Shastra means the Purva Bhaga of the Veda, Dharma Shastra. Uttara Bhaga, the Vedanta Bhaga, is for what viveka? It is not for karya akarya viveka, it is for atma anatma viveka. So Vedanta is not for dharma adharma viveka, it is not the topic of Vedanta at all. Atma is the topic of Vedanta, and not only that, when one comes to Vedanta, Sarvadharman Parityajya, so Purva Bhagaha Dharma Shastram and Uttara Bhagaha Atma Vidya or Moksha Shastram. We should not mix up these 2. So Krishna concluded, therefore Arjuna, go by Shastra, do not go by your own fancies. When there is a doubt whether to fight or not, what must be the governing factor? Not your mind. Because your mind will say what? Acharyan matulan bhratrun putran pautran sakimstatha. It will cling on to, your mind will go to ragadvesha again. So never go by that. Go by your buddhi, viveka shakti, which will say dharmyardhi yuddha shreyonyate kshatriyasya na vidyate. Therefore I have to fight, whoever they are. With the emphasis on shastra pramana, Krishna concludes the 16th chapter. And based on the topic, this chapter has been called Daiva Asura Sampath Vibhaga Yoga. And we also pointed out here, Asuri Sampath includes one more Sampath also. And if you remember, Asuri Sampath includes Rakshasi Sampath also. We mentioned it in the beginning. So Asura representing Tamapradhana and Rakshasa representing Rajapradhana. And Daivi Sampath indicating Sattva Pradhana. So this in short the essence of the 16th chapter. And to put it in Vedantic knowledge, we can say whoever has got Daivi Sampath alone is Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampannaha. He alone is Adhikari for Vedanta. Others are Anadhikari. And that this way, this is why we have divided this Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari and Adhamadhikari. Uttamadhikari means what? That these values are in good measure. We see several noble, very good people. And Madhyamadhikari, it means good sometimes, otherwise sometimes. And Adhamadhikari people, he should not come anywhere near Vedanta at all. He will spoil Vedanta also. And if you have already come to Vedanta, we cannot go back. So the only way is to build up the value structure. So we will start the 17th chapter next.